We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Spanner and Jeffrey Sumner as Sir Lancelot Spratt, with guest star Peter Jones as Easter. Episode 2, The SS Lotus.
Well, set them up again, please. One pint of bitter and a large rum for Simon Oliver Sparrow. Latest in Swithin's Hospital and now about to become ship's doctor on the SS Lotus. Oh, it's a sad night, Simon Boyle.
I know, Tap, I know. I'll miss you, Tap.
Oh, I'll miss you, Simon.
I'll miss you more than you'll miss me.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. You know, you've been like a mother to me, Tappy.
Oh, my little Boyle, going to sea. Something dreadful is bound to happen to you.
Oh, shut up, will you?
No, you're accident prone, Simon. Always have been.
It'll be all right. It'll do me good. It's just what I need. Sir Lancelot Spratt is quite right. It'll make a man of me. Fanny Spratt says I'll be in the tradition of Drake and Nelson.
Well, they're both dead, Boyle.
It's a very worthwhile job, you know. I mean, ship's doctor. The manager of the Fathom line here in London told me it's not easy to get hold of a ship's doctor.
Well, it can't be. They wouldn't have signed you on.
Look, are you sure you're doing the right thing, Simon?
You mean, of course I...
No, not really, no.
Well, then, don't do it, Boyle.
I've signed on now. The SS Lotus sails from King Edward's dock at midnight tonight.
Well, then, flaming well deserved.
I've got to go through with it, Chap. Oh. I'm not making any progress with St. Swithin's. And this will give me the chance to sort myself out before I go into general practice.
General practice? But I thought you were going to study for your fellowship, become a surgeon.
Yes, I know. Well, some people have got it, some haven't. I've taken a good look at myself and decided I haven't got it.
Got what?
It.
Well, of course you've got it.
No, I haven't.
Well, I think you've got it.
No, got to face up to it. I haven't got it.
What is the subject of this dubious conversation?
Oh, Sir Lancelot.
Oh, good evening, Sir Lancelot.
Well, Dr. Sparrow was just saying that he hasn't got it, but I think he has.
Then, as senior surgeon, I'll be only too glad to operate on it for him.
Well, I was just commiserating with poor Simon, sir.
Oh, were you? Well, I'll commiserate with him when he's bought me a brandy.
It'll be a great pleasure, sir.
Oh, will it? With that much joy, Sparrow, you better make it a large one.
Oh. One large brandy for Fanny.
Sparrow, you've been drinking.
Would you mind rephrasing the question, sir?
You're drunk.
That's better.
My goodness, the merchant service will knock some discipline into you, Sparrow.
Well, please, sir, I would have you yelling at me from breakfast to bedtime. For 6 years, you've done nothing but yell at me.
I'll yell at my doctors.
Oh, here's your brandy.
Thank you. Cheers, Sparrow.
Cheers, sir.
So, you'll be pleased to see the back of me, will you, young Sparrow?
Well, it's been a long and bloody battle, sir. Yes,
she has, you horrible man. When you first came to our medical school, I thought you were idle, insolent, and incompetent.
And now, sir?
You've done absolutely nothing to alter my opinion.
Here's your taxi, Simon.
Oh, I better dash.
Give us a hug, my boy.
Well, then, down, Ellen.
Goodbye, Tap.
What's on your luck, Borrow? And don't do anything I wouldn't do.
That's enough to put him in irons for a start. Bow off, Sparrow. Go on.
Goodbye, Sir Lancelot. And I'll say one thing for you, sir. When I first came to Swithin's, I had the gravest doubts about your parentage.
You insinuated you thought I was a...
Yes, sir, and a jolly bad-tempered one as well. Anyway, let's be friends. Come on, use the kiss.
Go on, get out of here.
Well, look after yourself, Boyle, and don't be sick into the wind.
Don't do what, Dr. Evans?
Well, don't be sick into the wind, sir.
Not a suggestion. What the hell are you doing here? Get back to the hospital.
Boy, you leaning on the rail. What the dickens are you doing up there, young man?
Well, no, I'm sorry, I thought...
You know what thought did, don't you?
No.
Don't be cheeky. Go on, up it. Scarf up.
Well, this is the SS Lotus, isn't it?
What did you think it was, a Flying Scotsman?
But no, I've joined up, you see.
Joined up?
The SS Lotus.
Oh, you signed on, you mean, a new boy.
Yes. Come here.
Well, let's have a look at you. Oh, my God.
Anything wrong?
You look like something out of a Christmas cracker.
Well, I thought I ought to wrap up warm if I'm going to sea.
You'll give heart attack to the poor perishing seagulls. What's the red thing on your head?
A knitted hat. My Auntie Ida made it for me.
Well, I suppose you can use it for keeping the teapot hot. You got your lifeboat ticket?
Lifeboat ticket?
Sure, we are wet behind the ears, aren't we? Lifeboat ticket, ministry certificate.
Oh, yes, I've got all my papers and things here. Look,
all right. I don't want to see it, so long as you've got it. Last young fellow that joined left it behind in the bedroom under the pillow.
That must have been awkward.
It was. Young woman's husband brought it back to him personally and had five stitches in his head.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, let that be a lesson to you. Still, you don't look the type who's going to go messing around with married women.
Certainly not.
No, you look a clean living type.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, clean living type. You on the run?
On the run?
Yes, you've got that look about you, like a harassed hen being chased around a shed by a dirty great cockerel.
I can assure
you. Oh, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You've got to be on the run from something to join the Lotus, or just plain bonkers.
It's not a very pretty boat, is it?
Boat? Boat? What do you think you are on, son? Oh, the Serpentine?
No, I was just...
This is a ship, son. What's left of her? Listen to her. We haven't even started moving yet. Sounds like an old bed in a bad dream, doesn't it? That's her trouble, really. She's old.
Not too old, I trust.
Nudging 40.
Good Lord.
Well, I say nudging. Shoving would be nearer the mark. Not only her age, she's what they call accident prone.
Oh, dear. Taffy says the same about me.
I see. Here, you're not a Jono, are you?
I hope not.
So do I. Yes, accident prone is a Lotus. When they launched her, she held and sank one of her own tugs.
What? Not a very auspicious beginning.
In 1939, they painted her grey, and before the war was 2 days old, she'd half her stern blown away by a bomb.
Blimey.
One of her own dropped on her by mistake. Since the war, she's done just about everyone there is, carrying any cargo you care to mention, and all kinds of passengers, too, but always accident-prone. This last trip home, we had an explosion in the engine room. And then the cook went berserk one afternoon in the Caribbean and set about the crew with his meat hatchet.
What? Good idea.
Stick by me, son. I'll see you all right.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No, sirring, no. This is the age of democracy. You're just as equal as I am.
Thank you.
So long as you keep your place. Now, I'm Easter. Mr. Easter. Well, you'd better get below with the rest of the crew.
Oh, thanks very much, Mr. Easter. By the way, which way is the surgery?
Surgery?
Sick bay, or whatever you call it.
Of course, you're not feeling ill already.
No, no.
What do you want to see the doctor for?
Well, I am the doctor.
Hey?
I'm the new doctor.
Look, duck.
Oh, what's the matter?
Begging your pardon, doctor. How do you do, sir? I'm your personal steward, sir, and hospital orderly, sir. Step this way, will you, sir? Let me take that heavy case for you. Follow me, sir.
Thank you.
There we are, sir. In here, sir. Follow me.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello there, Easter.
Good evening, Mr. Hornbeam.
Have a good shore leave.
Always nice to get back on board, sir. This is the new doctor.
Who is it? Well, you'll find the Lotus a very free and easy ship, Doc.
Oh, jolly good.
Aye, make yourself at home, spit on the deck and call the cat a cow, son.
Spit on the cat and call the cow.
It's a phrase, a colloquialism.
Oh, I see.
By the way, my name's Hornbeam. Jock to you, Doc.
Mr. Hornbeam is the mate.
Oh, pleased to meet you, mate. Jock. I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, of course not. These are your quarters anyway, but it's the only place on the ship which has any room, so we all use it more or less as a club.
Oh, jolly good.
Hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
Your cabin's through there, and this is your surgery come hospital. You've met Easter, I see.
Yes, upstairs.
Excuse me, sir, a loft.
Oh, yes, upstairs, a loft.
Upstairs, Mr. Hornbeam. I greeted the doctor aboard. We had a bit of a concert tour, a little faux pas on my part, owing to a slight speck of dust in the corner of my cornea. But I may say, Doctor, I shall do everything in my power to assist you. I've made some small study of medicine in my own humble way. Carved up quite a few, I have, sir. Quite a few.
Carved up?
Oh, stow it, Easter. Get the dock a bottle of beer.
Very good, sir.
I bring several.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll certainly take you up on that. I shall count on you to help me find my sea legs.
Oh. Thank you, Doctor.
Hey, what did you say your name was, Doc?
Sparrow.
Sparrow. I bet you're the one for the birds.
Simon Oliver Sparrow.
S.O.S. I see. For those in peril on the sea. Been to sea before?
I'm afraid not.
Ah, well, you'll soon pick up the routine. Mr. Trail is the second officer and Mr. Archer is the third. Only we won't see much of Archer. Keeps to his own cabin between duties.
Why's that?
Oh, well, he spends all his time gardening.
Gardening?
So, well, he hasn't got a garden, but he's got all the books. Grows the stuff in his head, you see. Doctor. Everyone's crazy at sea, Doc.
Yes, I've already heard about the cook and the meat hatchet.
Oh, my, very sad that was. Only one fatality, though.
Quickens, who's that?
Well, didn't they tell you?
No.
Well, why do you think they advertised for a new doctor?
There we are.
Say, champagne. Nothing but the best. Vintage, of course, sir.
You have made a hit, Doc. Very shrewd, too. Easter practically runs the Lotus.
Oh, there we are.
I don't know, Easter champagne. Why do you bother to go to sea in an old tub like this? Why don't you retire and live in luxury ashore?
Oh, you might say, sir, it's my devotion to duty. I'm dedicated. And where else would I get such wonderful opportunities to practice medicine?
Practice?
Yes, sir.
I hope you don't practice on the crew.
Practice makes perfect, sir.
Now, look here, Christmas.
Easter.
I mean, man, you haven't got any... I mean, you're not qualified to practice.
Oh, bless you, sir. That doesn't bother any of the crew. As a matter of fact, last trip, I nearly found a cure for the common cold. The bosun had a real stinker. One dose of my medicine and the cold was gone.
Trouble was, so was the bosun.
Yeah, it took us 48 hours to wake him up. Now, sir, if we could devise something to put in my concoction that would keep him awake...
Easter. While I'm on the ship, I will dispense medicines.
Well, of course, though. I wouldn't dream of you, sir, in your position as master of maritime medicine. Just an occasional word of advice in your ear hole. Now, let's drink to the health of our new doctor. You mind if I join you for the toast, gentlemen?
Of course not, it's just your champagne.
Then I say good health and bon voyage.
Cheers, Doc.
Thank you, and down the hatch.
Not down the hatch, sir, if you don't mind.
No?
No, sir, no. It's the kind of thing landlubbers say, sir. The kind of thing they think sailors say.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Easter.
By the same token, sir, you never say splice the main brace.
Oh, I thought that meant rum all round.
It used to, sir, but it hasn't been used at sea since Mutiny on the Bounty.
Well, I've got a lot to learn, I can see that.
Well, I'll leave you, Doc, to settle in. I'd better check on the crew. I've got a little travelling iron you can borrow any time you want. Wonderful for your smalls.
Thanks.
Easter, do you know if Sparks has turned up yet?
No sign, Mr. Hornby.
Oh, I don't know. If you docked a ship in hell, you'd still get deserters. Good luck, Doc.
I think I'm going to need it.
I know you are. I've seen 33 doctors leave this ship.
33?
Aye. 27 of them, feet first.
Don't worry about Mr. Hornby. He's a good bloke, sir. Just bitter, that's all.
Why?
Can I top you up, sir?
Oh, thanks.
He's waiting for promotion, you see, but I'm afraid it's a case of dead men's shoes in the merchant service.
Oh.
He's held a master's ticket for 5 years, but there's no vacancy. Still, I must say, he looks more gloomy than ever. I hope it's not a bad omen for the voyage.
Yes, me too.
Well, no good worrying about what hasn't happened yet, as the bishop said to the Corvus girl.
I don't get it.
Don't you?
No.
Never mind, neither did the Corvus girl. Your cabin is through here, sir. I'll unpack your case for you.
Oh, well, seems fine. Yes, lovely. Now, I think the first thing I'd like to do is to go through the medical stalls.
I beg your pardon?
I'd like to check the store cupboard.
The store cupboard?
Oh, yes, to see what our medical supplies are like.
Yes. Just take a look at this bunk of yours.
Hmm?
Feel that mattress. Cost me 5 bottles of scotch in Buenos Aires. A man spends a lot of his time in bed ought to make it soft to himself. You'd appreciate that if you'd been inside.
Inside where?
You name it, I've been there. Wormwood Scrubs, Pentonville.
What? You don't mean to say you've been in prison, Easter?
Oh, love you, Doc. Dozens of times. The Scrubs is the best if you have to make a choice.
Thank you, I remember that.
I'll put your shirts here, socks, vest and pants here. Now, what else is there to un... Ooh, I say.
What's that?
This picture in your suitcase. What a well-set-up young lady. Is this what you're running away from? Do tell, sir. And leave out the dirty bits if they embarrass you. I've got a filthy imagination.
Easter, that is my sister.
Ah, oh, see, very nice.
Now, the only person I'm running away from is the head surgeon of St. Swithin's Hospital. Made my life a misery for 6 years, and I'm going to forget the old so-and-so.
That's a ticket, sir. I knew you were fleeing from somebody. I thought you'd got yourself engaged and then got struck with a virus of terror celibans.
Terror celibans?
Bachelor's panic.
Oh, you sound as though you're on authority, Easter.
Oh, I am, sir.
You married or single?
Semi-detached, sir. I'm not actually legally married at the moment. I mean, if you can get all the milk you want in bottles, why buy a cow?
What? Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, yes.
Mind you, I'm not against it, in moderation. I've been married for, was it 5 times? It's not the sort of thing you keep count of.
Good Lord.
Well, I don't take it seriously. That's the trouble with the world. People take this marriage lark too serious. Do you know there's a place in Africa where they have a tribal excuse me every spring?
Yes, well, yes. All right, some other time, Mr. Now, look, I'd like to check the stalls, please. Now, is this the medical cupboard?
Where, sir?
Well, here, where I'm standing.
You mean this tall cupboard right here, sir?
Well, yes.
Dr. Flowerday always used to leave that to me, the stores and such like. I'll carry on in the same way, if you don't mind. Dr. Flowerday is very satisfied.
Dr. Flowerday was my predecessor, was he?
Yes. Had that unfortunate mishap with the cook. Carried him ashore in a wooden overcoat, they did.
A wooden?
In a coffin.
Oh. Well, never mind. Let's forget about Dr. Flowerday for a minute. I want to know what I've got to work with.
Naturally, if you feel you can't rely on me, I mean...
It's not that, Easter, but I simply want to check.
Ah. I see you've brought some reading matter with you, sir.
What? Oh, yeah, a few books, yes.
Most wise, sir, yes. Time can drag. What's this? The Elements of Surgery. Yes, I know that, of course. And Grey's Anatomy. I haven't perused that one. Tell me, Doc, have you read the Do-It-Yourself Gynecologist?
Easter, open the store cupboard.
Yes, of course. It's locked, sir.
Well, open it.
Yes, sir. I think I've got the keys. I must warn you, sir, that Dr. Flowerday let the stores run down a little.
I thought you said Dr. Flowerday left that sort of thing to you.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
No, I'm sure. What I
said... will you give me the keys, please?
Yes.
Look, Easter, are you sure one of these is the right key for the store cupboard?
I'm afraid so, sir.
There we are. Now... It's empty.
So it is.
Well, why is it empty?
Well, I did say, Dr. Flowerday, let the stores run down a little.
A little? There's nothing here.
Let me see. Yes, you're right. Wait a minute. There's something in the corner. Here we are. One bottle.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Yeah.
Worcester sauce. Yeah. What's a bottle of Worcester sauce doing in the store cupboard?
That's a very good question, sir.
Well, what's the answer?
It's part of my cure for seasickness.
Easter, you must think I'm a perfect idiot.
No, sir, no one is perfect.
What? Well, that's months. A bottle of Worcester sauce is the entire medical stores for our journey to Australia and back.
It's a large bottle, sir.
Nothing else?
Oh, yes, behind the cupboard here. I was forgetting.
What the devil's that?
Castor oil.
In a 6-gallon drum?
We prescribe rather a lot of that, sir, so I took the precaution of getting in a good supply.
Put it away, Easter. I'll come back to the question of the stores. In the meantime, I want to see the instruments.
We don't have a band on board, sir.
Surgical instruments.
Oh, yes. We've got a hacksaw, a tin opener.
Good heavens.
And bearing in mind recent events, I suppose one could say that Cook's meat hatchet has proved itself.
The place is a shambles, Easter. I spent a full explanation as to why we have no stores and no instruments.
Yes, sir.
Good heavens, but have you any idea what would happen if a member of the crew were to be taken seriously alone in an operation?
He'd probably die, sir.
But we carry passengers as well, don't we?
None this trip. But you don't want to worry, sir. Leave the serious cases to me. Dr. Flowerday, I always did.
Look, we'll forget Dr. Flowerday, shall we? Luckily, I brought a few essential drugs and medicines with me.
Have you, sir? I hope you wasn't thinking of using them on these slobs.
Well, heavens, man, why do you think I brought them?
It would be a criminal waste to use good drugs and medicines on this lot, sir. We've got 6 gallons of best castor oil.
Never mind. Just what would you propose to do with the stuff I brought then? Penicillin, streptomycin, 2,000 aspirins.
I've got some lovely contacts in the various port stocks. We could make 300% profit. My cut is 25% of the gross plus expenses you get.
Yes, sir. I've taken the Hippocratic Oath.
Well, if you're used to nicking things, a few aspirins won't make any difference.
Is that where all the other supplies went?
Well, I had a little understanding
with Dr. Flowerday. I'll take the key to the store cupboard, please.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you.
Don't upset yourself, Dr. Sparrow. You're at sea now. Things are different when you're hundreds of miles from land. You just relax and enjoy yourself. Forget that nasty old surgeon of yours and leave the running of the surgery to me.
I certainly won't leave the running of the surgery to you, Easter. And I should imagine it will take several months at sea to erase the memory of Sir Lancelot Spratt.
Nonsense, sir. Did you say Spratt?
Yes.
That's funny.
What is?
Our captain's name is Spratt.
Stand to dock. Father's coming forward to see you.
Father?
Captain Spratt's nickname, sir.
Oh, why does Father want to see me?
Welcome you aboard. It's quite usual.
Where's that bloody Quack?
Stand up, young man. Who the devil are you?
A bloody quacksir. I mean, SOS. Oh. I mean, Simon's... Hello, Father. I mean... Daughter, you look remarkably like Fanny.
Fanny?
Yes, Fanny Spratt. Sir Lancelot Spratt.
Not surprising. He's my brother, you fool.
Brother?
Tell me to keep an eye open for you.
Surely it isn't of him.
You just do as I tell you. You'll be all right.
I can assure you.
Don't you assure me, sir? Doctors come and go like the tide.
So I've gathered.
I hope your hot stuff on the diseases sailors get, sir.
Diseases?
How long have you been already, Doctor?
A quarter of a year.
Oh. Well, my doctor works the way I say. He treats the crew how I say and when I say. And I say there are three golden rules. All pains above the neck, cough mixture. All pains below the neck, castor oil. Anything in between, rub it with turpentine.
I can't believe it always cures them.
Who cares? Make sure they don't come back another time.
Yes, sir.
You'll find me a God-fearing man, Doctor. We might even get along. Tell me, have you been to sea before?
Well, not exactly, sir. I've been on a day trip down the Thames.
Down the Thames?
Partly to Mortlake, sir. I must say it was most delightful.
Were you a doctor or a damn rower?
A damn doctor, sir.
Yeah, you know Sweet Fanny Adams about seamanship, then, eh?
Sweet Fanny?
Yeah, Sweet Fanny Adams about anything, apparently. Do you mean to say you've come aboard my ship bound for Australia and you haven't studied one word about the sea, sir?
Well, I thought that was your driving.
Driving?
Every man to his trade, sir. But what I mean, sir, is that treating patients on shore and on board can't be all that different.
Different? Have you ever tried to operate on somebody climbing 40-foot waves?
No, sir.
Precisely.
Well, actually, I've never operated on anybody at all, sir.
What the hell have they sent me, sir?
I'm sure Dr. Sparrow will soon pick up the tricks of the trade, sir.
You know about not doing anything unpleasant into the wind, do you, Doctor?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Yeah. I suppose you're rather nappy, though, yeah?
Well, yes, I'm just a little confused about not doing anything unpleasant into the wind, sir.
If the wind's blowing from starboard, you silly fool, you don't spit over the starboard side.
I don't actually spit at all, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, Doctor. Do you do anything interesting, Doctor? You do breathe, I take it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Do you have any other advices?
Well, you know, sir.
Oh, splendid. You play cards?
Rather.
Oh, lovely. What do you play? Poker, pontoon?
Whist.
What do you think this is? Darby and Joan Shelby, better teach him, Mr. Hornby?
Aye, sir.
Brought any money with you, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
That's all right, then. We'll soon have that off you. I never lose, do I, sir?
Definitely not, sir. Even old ship.
What's that?
Very difficult to beat.
It's poker on my ship, Doctor. With your drink?
Rather, sir.
Watch it. It's a filthy habit. You know what happened to Dr. Clary?
Yes, sir. The cook put him in a wooden pullover.
What?
Overcoat.
Yes. The cook got him in the end.
Dear, is that where he got him?
Yeah. I've been downhill for years. The cook hadn't got him the drink would. Started off like you, Dr. Sparrow, all rosy cheek, blue eyes, ended up looking like a picture of Dorian Gray.
Dreadful.
There. What's that bottle there?
But the bubbly, sir. Champagne.
Champagne? You haven't been on board 5 minutes and you're spreading your filthy diseases around my ship?
Well, it's pretty harmless.
Harmless. That's how Dr. Faraday began. Then he started knocking back the surgical spirit. Next, he was scrounging meths from the engineers. In the end, he was drinking the acid from the wireless batteries.
Wireless batteries? I don't think I'll go the same way, sir.
There'll probably be drugs with you. That reminds me of what I'm here for. Sign this.
What's this, sir?
This way you're taking over the ship's medical stores, surgical equipment, usual thing.
Oh, yes, sir. Well,
you've checked the stores, haven't you? First thing you should have done.
Yes, sir, I've checked.
Well, is it, Darrow, isn't it? If it isn't, there's going to be a hell of a lot of trouble for somebody.
Quite, sir.
Quite. Well, but there's some Worcester.
Is it all there?
Yes, sir.
Good. And for Pete's sake, smile, Doctor. Now they're having a doctor on board who looks as if he's got the plague. I'd like all my men to be happy. Yes, sir. Laugh.
Very good, sir.
For me, laugh. Aye, aye, sir. Laugh. Laugh. See, Doctor, I'm surrounded by raving idiots. Good day,
Shut up, Easter. He's gone.
That's the skipper, that was.
Oh, is he always like that?
That was Father in his mellow mood.
Oh, we're off any minute. There's still time to have second thoughts, Doc.
Very decent of you to tell that little white lie concerning the condition of the store, sir.
Little white lie?
It's nice to know you're one of us, Doc.
Oh, what have I let myself in for? Months at sea with nothing but a bottle of Worcester sauce, 6 gallons of castor oil, and Fanny's brother.
You've always got me, sir.
That's the most terrifying thought of all. Easter.
Yes, sir?
Look, I'm shaking. I'm shaking all over. Please, God, look at my hands.
That's only the engine starting up, sir.
Oh, thank heavens for that. I thought I got the DTs already.
Oh. There we are. We're underway.
You mean?
No escape now. Bon voyage, Doc. Let's have a refill of champagne,
shall
we?
Yes, let's. Fill them up, Easter. I tell you what, make sure we've got a good supply of wireless batteries, will you? Oh.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Bryer, Sir Lancelot Spratt and Captain Spratt, Geoffrey Sumner. Jock Hornbeam, Ray Cooney, Taffy Evans, Edward Cast, Easter, guest star Peter Jones. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.